I know that you believe prayer is so essential to happiness in motherhood, isn't it, Arlene?
It is. It is the thing to do. When you are looking at that child and you say, Lord, I have no idea what to do. Please help me. That popcorn prayer shooting up to God, that's going to make a huge difference in your life. And I think what I've seen, you know, we've become so busy, right? As a mom, you think, well, I can't pray. I'm too busy. And one of the people I interviewed, Karen Eamon, she homeschooled, and she'd remember her counterparts that had kids that went to public school all day would say, oh, I just did my Bible study, and I'm praying. And she'd think, how do you have time for that? You know, I do that between wipes and bites and slurps and gulps. And she found that the prayer time for a mom may not look like this, wow, you know, sun streaming into the window kind of time and sitting there listening to God. But it was 5 minutes in the morning, and it was listening to the Bible in the car for 5 minutes. And when she washed dishes, it was memorizing a verse. And then at the end of the day, it was, okay, Lord, how do we do? You know, and it's just this idea that we can't put our prayer life on the shelf just because we're busy moms. And the other thing I think we face is electronics, that what happens when our kid has a cold, what do? We Google three-day mucus. What do I do? and there's nothing wrong with that. But what we've done is we forget praying altogether, and we just find all our answers. All we have to do is type in our question, and then Google will tell us what to do next, you know, whether it's about our child's education, whether it's about what school should they go to, they're sick, you know, I'm having this attention problem, and we just put in the question, and it tells us what to do. And again, there's nothing wrong, but there's something wrong if that's all we do. And we went to Google, and we didn't go to God. So I always love to encourage moms go to God first, and Google it second, but bring it before God. The divine can help you more than this data can help you.
Yeah, so Microsoft.
Turn to God first.
Wow. Okay, perseverance is another key habit that a mom has to have, and it can be a long, grinding road sometimes, can't it?
Yeah, it sure can. So have that idea that, you know what, I have thick skin, I am tough, and I'm going to get there. Because sometimes moms will say, well, I didn't let him do that because he called me a mean mom, and I don't want him to not like me. And she may not express that, but that's what she's thinking in her mind. You know, I gave in because I don't want to be unpopular with my kids. I want them to like me. And for us as moms, we've got to say, I can be the bad guy. I can persevere. I can outlast. I can take these, you know, verbal assaults from my children and my teenagers because I know what's best for them, and I will stick to it. So it's that idea that, you know, you are Rocky Balboa and you're going to keep on going and keep on going. You're going to outlast these kids against all odds.